بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم دیدہ شعر فبلغ الشیخ عارف باللہ رومی وقت تبرید دورہ شیخ العرب والعجم حضر شاہ حکیم محمد اقتصب نبر اللہ مرقدہ ٹائٹل ایز جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے آپ تک لائی جو موجے رنج و غم آپ تک لائی جو موجے رنج و غم اس پہ قربان سینکڑوں ساحل ہوئے اس پہ قربان سینکڑوں ساحل ہوئے تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے درد عشق حق بھی تم حاصل کرو درد عشق حق بھی تم حاصل کرو لاکھ تم عالم ہوئے فاضل ہوئے لاکھ تم عالم ہوئے فاضل ہوئے یک زمانے صحبت با اولیاء یک زمانے صحبت با اولیاء جس نے پائی ہے وہی کامل ہوئے جس نے پائی ہے وہی کامل ہوئے آشنائے درد جانے سوختا آشنائے درد جانے سوختا دیکھ کر رندوں میں ہم شامل ہوئے دیکھ کر رندوں میں ہم شامل ہوئے دیکھتے ہی دل میرا گھبرا گیا دیکھتے ہی دل میرا گھبرا گیا زاہدان خشک جب نازل ہوئے زاہدان خشک جب نازل ہوئے آخری شعر اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. أما بعد فقد قال النبي فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This very beautiful poem of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Ji uthoge tum agar bismil hue. You will become alive if you become a bismil. Bismil is that fowl that is slaughtered and you slaughtered it half. And it jumped up and it ran away. Now it's half slaughtered. How restless, isn't it? What is called in Urdu, Gujarati, tarapna is restless. Because it's not dead, it's not alive. So a person who gets slaughtered like that, he will become alive. That means you become slaughtered in the love of Allah. You become like you are half slaughtered. Why half slaughtered? That from your side, your love of Allah, your devotion to Allah, observing the commands of Allah. But from Allah's side, your beloved, you don't know whether it's accepted. In this world, we don't know the signs we accept. That why we have got love for Allah. Why we making namaz? Because Allah loves us. But we haven't got a guarantee. We haven't got a confirmation. We haven't got a letter of confirmation. So the person who has got that real fikr, his concern, does Allah love me? Is this just an illusion? Is it just a false love that I got, I'm imagining? Have I really got the love of Allah? And many, almost every salik goes through this. So that is called a bismil. Who feels the love of Allah, but he hasn't got from Allah's side confirmation. And that will come at the time of maut. And that's why even the great, great awliya, they are worried that how maut will come to them. When maut will come on iman, and now we found, we've got, and Allah declares, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, now a person has got confirmation. But till then he hasn't got, and is all the time in this catch-22 situation, in this concern, am I right? Does Allah love me? Am I doing my things right? Is my ibadat right? Is my iman right? He's got that concern. So this is, a person who has got that will become alive. And a person who's content, I'm okay. He makes only perhaps Juma namaz, but I'm content, I'm a good musalli, I'm a good Muslim. Only on Juma, on each day he wear kurta, otherwise he doesn't wear. But I'm a good Muslim, that I went for Hajj, so I'm a Haji, so I'm a good Muslim. So a person who's content like that, he won't have life in him. But a person who has got this concern all the time, this person will be progressing all the time. The same example applies, you throw a ball up. A person who has got that concern will go up and up all the time. And the minute you become content and complacent, that now I'm okay, you have reached your pinnacle, and the ball never stays up. It comes down faster than what it went up. So the minute a person feels content, I'm all right. Even if you become a sheikh and you've got hundreds of thousands of murids, but if you become content and complacent, your progress doesn't stop. It doesn't stay there, but it starts dropping. So a person all the time who has got this worry that am I doing the right thing, is Allah happy with me? And for that a beautiful dua in the hadith that has come, walakal utba hatta tarda, that oh Allah, I'll keep on pleading with you till you become happy with me. That oh, like a little baby child running around the mother, this side, that side. The mother ignores it, goes and do the work by the stove, the child is there. The mother goes to the fridge, the child is there. The mother goes outside to hang washing, the child is there. Like that, all the time a person who has got, and there are great lessons for us to learn from the children also. So a person who learns these children, and we are also, we are hardly children in the eyes of Allah. Our babies are still our babies, but we are absolute nothings in front of Allah Ta'ala. So a person who keeps on pleading, that person progresses tremendously. person who makes his namaz is and content. Many of us, we have this condition. A few days pass and we're making our namaz properly, jamaat, takbir-e-ula, saf-e-ula, our zikr is all in place, our tilawat in place. Mostly such a person becomes complacent and he feels, I'm all right. And a person who, for some reason, he couldn't complete his zikr, he missed his namaz even perhaps with jamaat, or he overslept even fajr time, or any other namaz, something happened, he missed it, how he becomes agitated, how he becomes restless. The real fact is, that condition Allah loves more. From your side, your condition of punctuality is better. But from Allah, when you feel that agitation, in other words, when you fulfill, you make your five times namaz, your tilawat is in order, still you must have that agitation. It is like Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, told his doctor, the Hakim, when he was poisoned, the doctor Hakim told him, I don't have hope that you're going to be living for another day too for long. So he replied and said, you should even not have hope on that person who hasn't been given poison. That I have been given poison, that's why you think I'll die now. But the person who hasn't given been given poison, you shouldn't have hope on him also that he's going to live. Nobody should have hope that I'm going to live the next minute also. So, like that, when we do everything, but still don't be complacent. Still, that is what Allah loves. And a person who is neglectful and still unmindful, that's a very bad condition. A person who is neglectful, when he's now feeling very agitated, very sad, that is still a good condition. Hazrat Maulana Shah, Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, the day you make your namaz and you feel, today I made a very good, perfect namaz, that is the worst namaz of your life. Until you feel that, what kind of namaz I made? No concentration. And that humbleness, that is what Allah loves. And that complacency, that proudness, that I made a good namaz today. Even bayan, when you make a bayan and you feel, today I made a heavy bayan, that Allah doesn't like. But when you feel, I couldn't do the bayan as it's supposed to be, I didn't fulfill the rites, the subject matter wasn't coming, whatever, that Allah loves more, and there is more effect in that. So this ji utoge tum agar bismilwe, when that condition will come into you, life will come into you, and the life which Allah will love. And when you are complacent and satisfied, then that you are now, you are not progressing, you are retrogressing, you are going backwards now. Sankro gham se mili unko najat. Those people, that person has been freed from scores of worries, from many, many worries and gham, humum, your mind is not at ease, you are worried, you are perplexed. A person gets najat, salvation from that, jo tumhare dard ke hamil hue, who got the love of Allah Ta'ala. That person who found the love of Allah Ta'ala, he got freed from hundreds and thousands of worries of this world. This is a simple solution. When a person, and many people, they write also, and it's a reality, people, there is anxiety, there is worry, there is perplexity, agitation all the time. The solution to it is, find the love of Allah. And then all these things won't even be a storm in a teacup. Otherwise, where just the smallest thing is a major problem in our life. Small, we're just feeling little upset with ourselves, not even with the wife, not with somebody else. We're just with yourself, and it's a big problem, because you haven't found the love of Allah. And find the love of Allah, all these things will become minor issues. And then, minor issues, you overcome them so easily. You just push them on the side, you bypass them. They aren't major things. But till a person hasn't found the love of Allah, then all small matters, this didn't come right today. They didn't deliver the goods today. They overcharged us. Any small thing, now it becomes a big issue. And it overtakes you, and you are now all the time obsessed with it all the time. But we have the love of Allah, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said in another place, koi marta raha, koi jeeta raha, ishq apna kaam karta raha. If you have found the love of Allah, whoever died, whoever lived, born, somebody is born, it's not such a major issue. Somebody has died, great people. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, when Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, his friend, and the two, they were murids of the same Sheikh, and they were the great luminaries of their time, and they were close to one another. When Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali passed away, Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali said, had it not been for that gift which Allah had given me, today I should have become bedridden. In other words, my depression should have finished me up. So his students, Maulana Yahya Sahib, the father of Maulana Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, they asked, Hazrat, what is that what you have got? So he said that same thing for which you people are just sitting by me all the time. You are clustering around me all the time, it is that same thing. So Maulana Yahya Sahib said, Hazrat, please be open, don't speak in riddles. Tell us openly, what is that? He said, that connection with Allah. So if a person has that connection with Allah, your dearest one also passes away, or even you had 10 shops, all one time went down. Whatever happened to them, whatever difficulties, if you have that love of Allah, you'll surpass all these things. But if you don't, the smallest thing is a very big thing for you. Now you are thinking of such terrible thoughts also. People thinking of suicide also. All this, so they develop the love of Allah. And a simple example to understand that, if you want to catch a cat and you catch it by the tail, it's going to turn around and scratch you very badly. Catch it by the neck and you got it. So all our problems, if we catch them by the tail, this problem, fight with this person, go and do this, make a court case, lay a charge against the person, this person, write them a hard stuffed lawyer's letter, all these things is catching all the problems by the tail. And develop the love of Allah and you caught all the problems by the neck. The cat is in your control now. But that doesn't make sense to us, unfortunately. For us to, I must do this, I'll tell him. And we don't also say, I, with that heavy stress, I'll do that, I did this. All that also comes, then all this does not solve any problem whatsoever. It aggravates the problem, makes it worse. But when you work towards the love of Allah, Allahu Akbar. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna rabbihi. A person who corrects his matters between him and Allah, Allah declares, أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ. Allah corrects the matters between him and the creation. So it isn't your boss troubling, it's not your workers, it's not your wife, it's not your children, it's not your neighbors, not your mother, not your mother-in-law. It is that we haven't got God. If you do that, Allah will sort out all our matters. And a person who works towards this has found reality. تُم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں. If you have not found Allah, you have got nothing whatsoever. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, you made lot of dua the whole night. Shab-e Qadr, the big night in Ramzan, any other, the 15th night of Shaban, whatever. And you made lot of dua, but you did not ask Allah for Allah in Arafat. You made all the duas of the world, but you didn't ask Allah that I want you. You asked for nothing. And if a person, the whole night he slept away, but seriously, put properly, he asked Allah for Allah, that you be mine, then you have asked for everything. We will see this person who's making the whole night dua, crying also, we will have great admiration, and we will envy that person. And the person who made a short dua after Isha namaz and went in sleep, we look down on that person. What kind of a person? But if he made this dua, that Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, towards the end of his life, his dua continuously on his tongue, Allahumma kull, Allahumma ij'alna laka wa kullana. Oh Allah, make us yours and you be ours. So that is also a dua that we should try and read, not only wait till we get old, we should be reading that dua, oh Allah, you make us yours and you be ours. Ek tu meri, mera to har shay meri. If you are mine, everything. Zami meri, falak mera. The earth is mine, the heavens are mine. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi nahi mera. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon. Somebody asks, what is your dua? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. If you got Allah, you got everything. In the court of Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullah Ali, was a great, wealthy, very just, very pious, fair king. He announced, people complained about Ayaz, that you favor him, you give him such special privileges, etc. He said, you don't know who is Ayaz. And he was an ordinary street man, street slave. But for qualities, he became the favorite of the king. So he said, I'll show you people who is Ayaz. There are many incidents of his which are really very thought-provoking and full of lessons for us to learn. So on this occasion, he spread out all expensive gems, diamonds, stones in his courtroom. And then he announced that whoever puts his hand on what, it is his today. So the people, all his ministers, close people, went pell-mell, running this side, that side, rushing, trying to grab as much as they could when such an occasion. Remind me this, I'll just come back. Sheikh Abdul Wahab Sha'rani rahmatullah Ali, who is the Imam of Tasawwuf, he has written that there was a king who had 1 hour every day, that whoever asked him whatever, he would give it to them. You need a house, give you the house. Your loan has to be settled, pay your loan. Whatever you want, you want a filling station, give you a filling station. You want a block of flats, he will give it to you, whatever. So if we take that, or if a king, 5 minutes a day he allocates, and he changes the time, he moves it all the time, people will camp there. People will have make a contact with his close ones. Tell us when that we have that opportunity. He says that Allah Ta'ala gives that time 5 times a day between every azan and takbir. During that time, Allah announces, whatever you ask of me, I will give it to you. And then he encourages, if not more, then after adhan, be in the masjid, make your sunnats, and then make your dua. And in fact, you don't have to be in the masjid. While you are walking to the masjid, driving to the masjid, engage yourself at that time in dua. Many people feel that this is particularly for maghrib time. No, it's for all 5 namazes. Between the adhan and iqamah, Allah's announcement is, whatever you ask me, that king in his 1 hour or 5 minutes, how is a king? He's limited, his resources, how much? But Allah's resources are unlimited, and Allah's generosity is unlimited. So anyway, so the king Ayaz, he told, he made this announcement, so all went running from side to side, whatever they could gather. But Ayaz stood still. The king asked Ayaz, haven't you heard my announcement? He said, what's your announcement, O king? So he made a second time, he said, whoever takes what is his. So he says, are you sure, king? He says, I'm the king, I don't go back on my words. My word is my word, I honor my word. Then he walked up and he put his hand on the shoulder of the king. And he told him, you are mine. It's your word. And if you are mine, that today you have put a small fraction of what you own in the hall and for people to grab and take. And what is in the safe, what is in the vaults, and what is going to come, all that also I have got, if I got you. So if we get Allah, that is the thing. But we go and look for small things. We look at side issues. Get Allah and you got everything. Tum we hasil, to sab hasil we. If we get you, O Allah, we have found everything. Every problem of ours will be solved. Whether it's domestic, whether it's financial, whether it's health. If you got Allah, you got everything. Aap tak lai jo mauj ranj o gham. And O Allah, all the problems that brought us to you. Many people are far from deen, but something hits them, heart attack. Now you see they change. In a receiver's letter came. Now you see he's up for tahajjud. You see him in the first saf now. Before the muazzin is fajr time in the masjid. So all these problems, they are also a blessing in disguise. For many people, those who can handle it, these problems are actually... A story is written of a little boy, poor little boy, torn in tattered clothes, asking for left on the road. But all are speeding and zooming and going past him with speed. So he took a brick, half a brick, and he threw it on the windscreen of a Ferrari. That person was very, how could you damage my Ferrari like this? He said, you're not listening to me. So when we don't listen to Allah, Allah throws a brick in our face. Now you got this problem, now you got that problem. But if you turn to Allah, your problems are... And this is also a blessing in Allah wants you to turn to Him. That is why Allah threw that brick in your face. You weren't listening. A person who is wake up doesn't need a wake up call. You tell the receptionist, I'm awake, no problem. But if you not wake up, a repeated alarm call will come. So when we don't wake up, then we have, and Allah loves you. If He doesn't love you, if that receptionist doing his job properly, He'll phone you. You're going to miss your flight. You have to be up. But if He wants to trouble you, leave him, let him sleep. Don't let him get up, let him miss his flight and let him face problems after that. So if Allah loves you, then He sends you a wake up call. If you not wake up, so be wake up from before. From that we see also many of our friends, they don't correspond regularly. When a problem hits them, then the red letter is there. Many of them don't come majlis. When a problem comes, then you see them coming to majlis. No, be wake up from before. Become regular. Then you won't have to get a brick in your face. You won't have to be woken up. Be woken up before time. And you won't have to be woken up. So, this is the system of Allah. But when these problems come and a person comes to Allah Ta'ala, aap tak lai jo moj, ranjo gham, us par qurba sekro hasil huye. Thousands of shores can be sacrificed for those waves that brought these problems and joined me to you, O Allah. In other words, the shore means your comfort zone, that you are living in nice comfort, you are enjoying. Thousands, sankros, scores of such comforts can be sacrificed for that wave which brought problems with it, which threw the brick in my face but woke me up and made me conscious and made me turn to you. That is what a person needs. So don't wait for that. It comes in the hadith that ask Allah of afiyat, of salamati. Don't wait for problems to come. But be obedient to Allah. Find the love of Allah. Hadrat in this poem is speaking of two divisions. One is you're obedient, you've got knowledge, you're making ibadat. And one is you found the love of Allah. And that close attachment to Allah Ta'ala. So Hadrat is encouraging to that. That is the bismil. Not only who's got his alim also, he's doing deen's work also, bayans, everything he's doing, jamaat work, khanqa work, but find the love of Allah. That is what Hazrat is encouraging. So if you're not reaching there, then Allah Ta'ala loves you. He wants you to come there. Then He will send your problems like the waves of the sea. And then, though if you turn to Allah, you'll make shukr for those problems. How many people, one good friend of ours who made a big investment and then there were no returns, years were passing, and he has to maintain the place, pay all the rent, the taxes and water and lights and pay the workers, but no returns are coming. He says, I started tahajjud. Then he told me one good thing that happened, everything came right later, but Allah gave me tahajjud and my tahajjud is carrying on. So had that problem not been there, no tahajjud also. In fact, no five times namaz also. But this is for those people who have made some effort on themselves. Otherwise, a problem comes, a person gets worse. How many people become depressed? How many people turn to drugs? How many people turn to wrong company, alcohol? They do even more wrong things. Many people will, yazubillah, swear Allah at such a time. That what you have done to me, why you gave me this. But if you have that capacity and Allah wants you to come and He throws the half a brick in your face, you'll go closer to Allah Ta'ala. And you'll make, but the main thing, the easy way, be wake up from before. And observe and develop. Work towards Allah's love. These problems won't even come to you. Darde ishq haq bhi tum hasil karo. Yeah, Hadrat explains that. You are doing everything, but work and find that pain of the love of Allah, that restlessness, that fowl that has been half slaughtered become like that. finding the love of Allah, no complacency. That you become such that you are working towards and you are restless. I want the love of Allah Ta'ala. And I don't know if I've found the love. I don't know if I've got that love of Allah. Like a person who, the love of a woman, he wants to get married to her, he has proposed everything. That person, it's not complacent. They have agreed also, but he's worried. He just gets little news that somebody put something in their ears about him. He doesn't know good or bad. He's now restless. They inquired about him by somebody. After they gave the answer, why are they still inquiring? What is wrong? That person is restless still. He doesn't get his parcel in his hand. And then also he's still not so happy. So what Allah Ta'ala, that Hazrat is telling, become that restless person in the love of Allah. Not talk big about the love of Allah, showing I got not love of Allah. But have that worry that has Allah got love for me? Is this just an infatuation with Allah? Or is it a genuine love affair which is from both sides? That I feel I've got love, but perhaps I'm also fooled. I'm thinking I got love, but really there is no love. So that worry, that Hazrat is encouraging. Work towards that and become that bismil, become that half-slaughtered fowl, and have that worry. Laaktum alim huye, fazil huye. No matter what great allama of the time you became, there is no second to you in your knowledge. Anything, what a great alim, fazil, but acquire this love of Allah. And also not just an abid, making Allah's ibadat, tahajjud also, nafil, rozas also, lot of zikr, tilawat also, everything. Don't be satisfied. Find the love of Allah. And always, this is that concern, does Allah love me? How a person asks his wife million times, you love me, tell me you love me. And when she just says it a little bit dispassionately, then you're not happy also. Then, and you get doubts also. Hey, she's talking on the phone, maybe with her sister, but you thinking maybe with the brother-in-law. And now it's upsetting you so much. But Allah, why don't we get that feeling? Why don't we feel that feeling? We don't think about it also. Yagzamana sohbate ba awliya. And the solution is those people who are the true awliya, not just outwardly they are made. The genuine awliya, one moment in their company. Hazrat, when we used to go, and Hazrat always, almost immediately used to ask, for how many days, for how long have you come? And then I used to tell Hazrat that a minute by you is a lifespan. And a lifespan is also not enough. Eh? So even 1 minute by the awliya, and if you can get the whole lifetime, that is also not enough. But anyway, whatever time in the company of the genuine awliya, jisne paayi hai, wahi kamil huye. Whoever found that that company of the ahlullah, they are the only ones who became kamil. Yeah, ulama have written a beautiful point. There are many people, the vast majority of non-Muslims out of the question, of Muslims, who are not concerned of the Islam. They're not worried, they're just carrying on with their life. There are many people who are concerned, though very small, but there are many who are concerned. But hardly anyone who realizes I need a guide in this Islam of mine. Many people feel, Islam, well, I'll make my own Islam. You hear a whole bayan on ikhlas, sincerity. So I am sincere. I'm doing everything only for Allah's sake. Whether it is sincerity or not, that is a different thing. But you are quite satisfied. We had a talk for some ulama. Allah put this in my mind. I asked them, how many are hafiz? Many were hafiz. How many are alim? So many. How many years you spent to become alim, hafiz? 2 years, 3 years, plus another 6, 7 years, 10 years, 12 years. And if you count from alif, ba, ta, ta, because without that you can't become a hafiz, you can't become an alim, then how many years? And to acquire ikhlas, how much time? How many minutes? Not a single minute we have devoted. But we are all satisfied, I got ikhlas. I'm happy that I got ikhlas. In order to get tawadu, humility. And without ikhlas, and also without iman. What is our amal without ikhlas and iman? Zero. And zero plus zero equals zero. 100 zeros equal to zero. So we might be alim, fazil, abid, mujahid, muballigh, everything. But if we haven't got ikhlas, is zero. And to become all this, to become a tabligh worker, you spend 4 months in jamaat. You're an alim, you were asked to spend 1 year in jamaat, but you didn't make effort for ikhlas. You didn't make effort for tawadu, humility. And you are happy. A person who puts up his little tea stall on the pavement with 4 bamboo sticks and some Haitian on top, sack, and he rides a hotel paradise. He can be happy it's all hotel paradise. But is that hotel paradise? So we can be happy that I got ikhlas in me, but I didn't spend 1 minute and I'm still happy I got ikhlas in me. We didn't spend 1 minute to acquire, so we feel I don't need somebody to guide me. I'm just bane banai, pake pakai, asman se tapka hua. I just came ready made. I got ikhlas from my mother's womb. I don't have to make ikhlas. I don't have to make effort for tawadu. Yes, to learn alif, ba, ta, tha, my mother had to teach me for how long. My brothers, sisters were teaching me, putting alif on the kitchen dresser, on this unit, on that unit, on the fridge. They put all and I learned that. For that I understand I need effort. But for ikhlas I don't need effort. To learn, to read about iman, to read about iman and to think I got iman, the words of iman are something else, and the reality of his iman is something else. Who doesn't know that you say atom bomb, nothing is going to happen. And if you say atom bomb, oh, it causes so much destruction. I read it 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, but not a fly also died. So by words it's not going to happen. And then you have a picture, or in theory, whole textbook, you how to make an atom bomb. Still you haven't got an atom bomb. The reality of it is something else. Ikhlas, the word of it. I'm satisfied I got ikhlas. I'm satisfied I got iman. In my iman there's no shirk. There's no, so I trust on my shop, not on Allah. I trust on the medicine, not on Allah. Somebody promised me that they're going to do my work for me. So my trust is on that person. But still my iman, German iman, we got guaranteed. It doesn't break in 1,000 years also. And so guaranteed, nothing can break or harm our iman. So this is the reality that a person has to become conscious and make effort for these things. So by staying in the company of the awliya, it must be a genuine wali of Allah Ta'ala. On the other side, we have to spend our time correctly. Our niyat must be correct for islah. Not for, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, Allahu Akbar, what a malfuz of Maulana Thanvi. That don't be impressed what people tell you, calling you big Hazraji and big Maulana and big Buzurg and whatever else. Never be impressed with that. They are just using you for their own benefit. And till they can get benefit by your name, to do that, by association with you, they take that benefit. The day they can't get that benefit, they will just drop you. Never be impressed by the criticism of the whole world. Never be influenced by the praises of the whole world. That is what is called a buzurg, a hazratji. And a person who is influenced by all, that great buzurg, the king in his time, he had a problem. He couldn't let out the air in his stomach, the gases. And he had great pain and great problem. He tried everything. Finally, they told him, there's a very great buzurg, a great wali of Allah. He sent for him. He asked him to make dua. He made dua. Immediately, his wind went out. He got relieved. He was very comfortable. So he gave his hand. He said, make me bad. What a great buzurg. One dua, one phunk, one dam on my stomach and all my wind went out. Eid's day came. Now, who's going to make Eid namaz in the Eidgah of the king, the royal Eidgah? Everyone, your chef, who else? There's no question. Of course, and I gave him to make the Eid namaz. In the namaz, his wind went out. So the people who were jealous, they are always that this is the buzurg of the king, you know, the sheikh of the king. So he's got. So they made a joke out of the king. What kind of a sheikh you got? That his wuzu break, his wind went out in Eid namaz, it went out. What kind of a sheikh you got? So he said, oh, and he said, the people are talking bad about you. He said, then I break my bayat with him also. So when they informed the buzurg, he said that whose became a murid. He aqeedat, he had respect, honor for me. He trusted in me on the basis of one stinking wind. And who broke his aqeedat, who did not have respect for me, honored me on the basis of one stinking wind. So whose aqeedat and whose breaking of the aqeedat is between two stinking winds. For him becoming a murid, I wasn't happy, and from him going, I'm not sorry also. Somebody who has got capability and he turns away, you say, this person, I could work on him. He didn't give me the opportunity, I could make gold out of this person. But a person who is like this, so to spend our time to have that aqeedah, the buzurg also, and more important, there are so many cases where the person was not a buzurg, he was a fraudster, but the person had the proper aqeedah. And murid also is from the murid side, who have made intention for the pleasure of Allah. Allah grants that person. And it's 99% perspiration from the murid, and 1% inspiration from the sheikh. And a person, but many, we just became bad, we do nothing after that. No majlis, no follow up, no contact, no report, no nothing. We just like that. One of our friends, mashallah, he's decided to send a weekly report of his. So those who are concerned, they will progress. But those who are just complacent like that, how can they progress? Jisne paayi hai, wahi kamil huye. Aashnai darde jaane sokhta. Those people are aware of that pain of the heart, which is like a kawab that is fried properly. How you enjoy that kawab. If it's a raw kawab, you just bite and you'll spit it out again. But a nice, properly made kawab, spiced also properly, and it has been done properly also. Who understands and enjoys this? That person who has got the kawab in his mouth. Those people who have found the love of Allah in their heart, they will understand it. Dekhkar rindo mein hum shamil hue. Seeing these people eating like this kawab. Seeing such people, we also became part of the great awliya of Allah Ta'ala. When we saw how they enjoying their life, how comfortable and peacefully their life is going, what respect and honor, and how their work gets done. We are working from morning to night, but when we go and see in our bank balance, there is nothing still. These people, no bank account also, but all their work is getting done. And with respect and honor, we have to go and do this, and so many phone calls, this, organize that. For them, everything is found. We went now a little bit, we had to go for one jalsa. We were here at the airport, and then we were normal, going, everything. And there was a long queue by the security. Suddenly one person came by force, called me out. So I thought it was some interrogation, they want to do some checking. And then I told, Appa wasn't coming, I told him, you also come, where are you standing one side? He went there, they forced us onto the wheelchair and took us in 1 minute out, everything. And no work, nothing we had to do. When we got to Beira, then there were normal procedure. We'll go and do immigration, check our baggage, do customs, whatever. They called us one side, a VIP lounge. Sitting there in comfort, took our passports, took the baggage. Next we see we're just walking out right into the car. So when Allah makes it easy, how easy Allah Ta'ala makes it. So this is, you did nothing. Everything, your ticket is booked, you are just getting to the airport, and all your work is being done. So Allah Ta'ala, when He wants to, and this is in spite of all our great sinning and our uselessness. Allah is so kind. What if we become Allah Ta'ala's? What won't that? And this is in dunya, in the akhirat, inshallah, for all of us, be VIP. Straight away you come out from your qabr, no hisab kitab, immigration, no customs, come under the throne of Allah Ta'ala. And in the VIP lounge there, enjoy and have everything. So a person who stays with such people and see their lives, that they got no shops, they got no income, and how they are living. Look at Nizamuddin, Raiwind, Kakrel, hundreds, tens of thousands of people are eating there. No income, no shop. No, they got no accountability. That so much income today from this factory, from that filling station. Everything others will do, and they'll beg that if you'll accept from us, it will be our honor. and they feel happy that people ran in the madaris, Darul Uloom Deoband, big madrasas of Bangladesh, 10,000, 15,000 students, all day they got no income, fixed income anywhere. In fact, one of the clause of the constitute of the advisors of Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali for Darul Uloom Deoband, never have a fixed income. Not even from, never take government grants. Never take from any rich person a fixed income also. Because then your eyes go and you depend on it. And always keep a share of the poor people's money. Go and make chanda, ask the poor people for their 2 rands, 5 rands. What 5 million the rich man gives, that 5 rand of the poor man, what barakat is in there. What ikhlas and lillahiyat he gives and love and feeling. It's not in that 5 million of the rich man. These realities, when a person understands, Allah makes him above collection also. He doesn't have to collect. And all these things are running. Darul Uloom Deoband, how many years it's running? All the big, and not only running and giving food to the children. Go and study in a university and see your textbooks, your fees. Yeah, free of charge. On top of it, all your textbooks are supplied to you also. You want to buy your own, you can afford it, well and good. But otherwise it will be given. You use it for the year, you return it again. Your clothing for you, you haven't got clothing, 2 pairs of clothes every year for every student. And then in winter, it's cold, a edda down, ghodru, lihaf, will be given also to a student. Pocket money is given to the students. Look at that. And this is happening in front of our eyes. But yet, Allahu Akbar, Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that when I encourage people to make their children alims, hafiz, they say you want to make our children beggars. And you want to, that they become humiliated in the community, that they are beggars, depending on other people, as if the state president doesn't depend on the whole country for his money. By force they take it? Yeah, voluntarily. You have to pay, and everyone swears when he pays his taxes. And he tries his best, and anyone who knows reality, when he gives in a madrasa, masjid, happily he gives, and he would try, like to give even more. And your tax, everyone will try to cut it. Wherever he can, he will want to cut it. So he's also living on public money. He's not living on his own money. He hasn't got a business. He's not running a factory. And how they running also. But then Maulana, as the talk carries on, then the people say, but this Maulanas are living it up. So Maulana say, but at the beginning you people said they are beggars. And now you say they are living it up. The truth is, a person who is genuine Allah's banda, Allah gives him so much of respect and honor, he doesn't have to live on the people's money. People will force him to accept the money. So a person who got this, that person will become the favorite of Allah. Dekhte hi dil mera ghabra gaya. My heart took a turn. Suddenly my heart took a turn. Zahidane khush jab nazil hue. When I saw those people who haven't got the love of Allah. Great work of deen they doing, but they are very crispy. Very hard. Not even a smile on their face. They're making tahajjud also, but they are not enjoying life at all. Such some buzurgs like that, wonderful curry comes in front of them. Wonderful kalyo, or any other nice gravy made in the deg food. How many people go mad for deg food? All that. But what they do? Add water to it to make it tasteless. And they think they're great buzurgs. Today many of us, we haven't understood what buzurg is. What we got in our mind is buzurgi, that we think buzurgi. Like for example, after Faraz Namaz, to make your sunnahs as soon as possible. Very short dua, no zikrs afterwards. So that is piety. But many people who don't know, reading lot wazifas. And as they are reading, looking around, this person started namaz, that person, look at me, I'm still reading wazifas. What is not piety, we have termed as piety. Wearing long kurtas over the ankles. That day we wear so long kurtas. But it's haram. But they regard it as piety. How many other things? The sunnat beard is 1 fist length. Not more than 1 fist length. A little bit more for safety. Many people measure their piety. The longer the beard, the more the piety. Whereas that is not piety. But we measure what is not piety today as piety. So many people who... Hadrat says, that zahidane khushk, those people who are dry, crispy, who haven't got the understanding, they make the whole night ibadat, lot of zikr, lot of, and they think that they are so pious, but the ikhlas, they haven't made no effort. They haven't found the love of Allah. The one is how many complaints we get. Rich families, there is a problem in the house. The wife phones that I've got a mansion. I got so many workers in the house. Everything is automated. Everything. But I got no love. I got no life. I can rather go and live in the servants' quarters. But if I have love, that will be everything. And how many people who are poor, who got nothing, but there is love between husband and wife. So love of Allah if you have. Even your ibadat is little bit, but with love you are doing it. And one is a person is fooled with lot of these things, but no love of Allah. A dry relationship. Very crispy, and it can break also very easily. Where there is true love, no matter what ups and downs come in life, it pulls through. And where it's a very dry relationship, small matters, hardly married and already divorced. Because there is no love, it was based also on all materialistic things. That you also a lawyer, I'm a doctor, you this, I'm that, you own so much, I own so much. It's not on love, it is all on materialistic things. So it just breaks also so easily. So, Akhtare Bismil Ketum Baate Suno. Hadrat says, listen to the words of Hadrat Akhtar, and that who is a Bismil, who is that person who is also that terping, that I don't know whether Allah loves me or not. I don't know how my mort is going to come. Listen to my words. Ji utogetum agar bismil huye. You will also get life in you. If you also become a bismil, you also become a half-slaughtered fowl. Then see that how a fowl that is not slaughtered is running well and good, no problem. A fowl that's fully slaughtered, finished, it's dead, but a half-slaughtered fowl. What is the condition of that? Today, unfortunately, this example, many of us can only imagine. We never had the opportunity of slaughtering fowls. And we never had that opportunity to see a fowl running away. You slaughtered it half, and now you shouting the person who was holding it. There the fowl is running away. Like a little boy who didn't know how to swim, jumped into the river. He started drowning, so he shouted for help. So one passerby started lecturing him. That why you jumped in the water when you don't know. He said, uncle, before first save me. Afterwards you can lecture me. So yeah, the poor fowl, catch it first, slaughter it, finish. So anyway, we will get slaughtered at the time of mort. But while we're living, live like a half-slaughtered fowl. And then to find that love of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with this reality. Adhan will be 8:45. Jamaat will be 9:00. Those brothers who come from Safar distance, about 80 kilometers, if they wish to, at 8:30 they can go to Jami Masjid, make their namaz there, and then carry on. It's to say 15 minutes. But those who will sit till the end, very good, mashallah. But if anyone who finds it hard, Fajr is early again, which is more important. That we must be up for Fajr, and Fajr must be with Jamaat. So those who wish to, by about 8:30, they are permitted. You can leave and get your Jamaat namaz also in Jami Masjid. 9:25 you can leave, and then carry on, inshallah. We are reading still, continuing with that. Before that, these words of wisdom, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu made an ajeeb tafsir of the ayat of the Quran, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر. That fasad, destruction, evil, fitna, all problems have become already apparent on the land and on the seas also. That is the normal, and most of the mufassirin have taken the literal words. But his tafsir was في البر والبحر في البحر. في البر is the tongue, and bahr is the heart. That fitna and all problems and difficulties have come on the tongues of people and the hearts of people. Zahar al-fasadu fil barri wal-bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. So he said this refers to the tongue and the heart. The land is the tongue and the heart is the sea. And this is due to the fact that corruption sets into the tongue. When corruption sets in the tongue, when you don't safeguard your tongue. and you speak wrong things, all false accusations, swearing, and all words of pride and arrogance and all these things which come on the tongue, then the heart starts weeping. Because of the tongue, the heart starts weeping. And when the heart, then the heart becomes corrupt also. And when the heart becomes corrupt, the angels start weeping at this person. So look after your tongue, your heart will be looked after. Your heart is looked after, you'll get the du'as of the farishta. The farishtas will be happy with you. But when you don't look after your tongue, your heart becomes corrupted. And when your heart is corrupted, everything is destroyed. And we should think that with our wives, how do we speak? With our workers, how do we speak? Our subordinates, how do we treat them? A beggar comes, how we treat him? These collectors come, how we treat them? Reps come and we don't want to buy. When we are in need, then we begging from them. Then we are phoning them that you haven't come so long, but we got enough stock and they come. How, what remarks we make, etc. So the tongue must be looked after. And if the tongue is looked after, the heart, that person has got respect, dignity and honor, a person who looks after his tongue. And when the tongue is looked after, the heart will be looked after. And when the heart is looked after, you're a conqueror. You have conquered your enemy. You have conquered your friends. You have conquered your people who praise you. You have conquered your distractors. Those who are against you, you have even conquered them. But if your heart, your tongue is not in control, you lose yourself also. You're fighting a civil war within yourself also. And those people who sometimes they lose it. And what they do and say, after that how they cry. The whole night they cry because the tongue was not under control. So that is a very important thing to learn, to gain the control of the tongue. So this person has written further in his letter, lengthy letter, and also it is very important that a person, when we write letters to the sheikh, always leave, when we writing, physically writing, then half the page write what your situation. On the other half, leave the place for the reply. And today with email, etc., do it in such a way that you write your question, then you leave a place for your answer. Or you don't have to leave, but just gap it, so that the answer can be written immediately there. So the sheikh doesn't have to repeat all your question again. What your question was, your answer is just yes or no. Whatever it is, then you understand also. If you don't, and it's written right at the bottom afterwards, now you don't know, or number it. That is also, mashallah, some people number it. Number one, this would be my condition. So number one, this answer. That is, makes it also very easy. So in this way, if a person writes, he will benefit also. So he had written, so on every question, Hazrat's answer. Iske baad, do rakat salatul haja ke par ke hasbe irshad sajda kya. Hazrat had told him, this is that person who some sin was he was obsessed with it. He wanted to commit that sin. So Hazrat gave his reply. Hazrat Inayat said, read two rakats of salatul haja also. And this also, many people, when that problem is there, we write, but we don't write for the solution. We just write to get it off our chest. Hey, no. Write it for the solution and follow the solution. Many people feel, oh, this is now, we also know the answer. So we must make tawbah istighfar. We also know you must make tawbah istighfar. But do it and then see. Doctor gave you Panado. You say, Panado I could also get. Cough mixture I could go and buy. What kind of doctor is this? But take it. He knows what he has given you. You take it. And then you go back to him if necessary. And then you get your shifa. But you don't follow it up. And at the end when you get your shifa, tell him Jazakallah also. Even if you had to pay. But tell him Jazakallah also. So in the same way, yeah also. So he said, I made my two rakat salatul haja. Hasbe irshad sajda kya to be ikhtiyar giriya tari hua. I cried when I made my sajda. Rote rote hichki ban gayi. Crying, I started sobbing. I started sighing and sobbing also. What a wonderful condition. Answer Hazrat wrote, MashaAllah. Ta'ala. Very good, mashallah. Next thing, Huzur wala ne jo dua istiqamat wa hidayat aur hifazat ki taaleem farmayi thi, Urdu mein mangta ja raha tha aur rota ja raha tha. He says that dua Hazrat told me to make, ask for forgiveness in Urdu. I kept on doing that and I was crying also. But achanak arbi mein khud ba khud dua yaad aane lagi. The same du'as which are in Arabic, the hadith du'as. I remembered those du'as. So I started reading them in Arabic. So in du'aon ko bar bar dohrata raha, lekin ye khayal zarur tha ki aapke irshadat se hat kar na karo, hat kar na ho. Arabic ki du'aen ye thi. Then he said, I thought, Hadrat, you wrote to me the du'as in Urdu. I am reading them in Arabic, the same du'as, but I'm read. Am I not doing the wrong thing? I'm not disobeying you. So, and the du'a was, Allahumma hadini wa saddidni wa Allahumma waqiyatan ka waqiyatil wulud ya wadu walid ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith aslih li shani kulla. Hadrat wrote, yahi du'ai mange. Kyunki ye hadith paak ki dua. This, read this. There is the dua, words of the hadith. There is much more added noor and barakat what my words are and what the duas of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll read further, inshallah. In Ma'arif Mathnawi, we are still doing the introduction and the conditions, etc. Ye Hadrat has summarized now, khulasa tazkira, summary of the whole life and the works of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah. Maulana Rumi ibn Shaykh Bahauddin ibn Hasin Balkhi, that is his full name, Muhammad Jalaluddin Maulana Rum. He is the son of Shaykh Bahauddin ibn Hasan Balkhi. That is his full name. Jai Pedaish Balkh. He was born in a place called Balkh, which is now in this Afghanistan, in that area, which was the old Soviet Union death side. Saleh Wiladat 604 Hijri. He was born in 604 Hijri. Muhammad Khawarizm Shah ke Nawase. He was the grandson, the daughter's son of the great king of the time of that area, Muhammad Khawarizm. 6 saal ki umar mein apne walid ke hamra Balkh se hijrat ki. At the age of 6, he made hijrat with his father. They left their hometown where he was born, Balkh. 18 saal ki umar mein maqam-e-larind shadi hui. At the age of 18, he got married in a place called Larind. Isi saal Qunia ke mein aakir mutawattin ho gaye. The same year he came to the place where he was famous for and which is famous in the world, Qunia, and he started living in Qunia. 25 saal ki umar mein baghar se tahsil ilm Sham ka safar kiya. At the age of 25, to acquire knowledge of deen, he traveled to Syria. Aur sana 642 میں بقام قونیہ حضرت شمس تبریز کی مرید ہوئے. And in the year 642, that means about at the age of 38, he became murid to his Sheikh شمس تبریز in قونیہ. سنہ 662 میں متنوی شریف لکھی. In the year 662, that means at the age of 58, he wrote this kitab مسنوی شریف. 5 جمادی الثانی, the 5th of the Jamadi Uthani, Yom Yak Shamba, on Sunday, Kuba Wakte Ghurub Aftab, at the time when the sun was setting, Sana 672, in the year 672, that is, at the age of 68, mein intiqal farmaya, he passed away. Aur wahi Qunia mein dafan huye. Alauddin Muhammad aur Sultan do bete chore. He had two sons, Alauddin Muhammad and Sultan Wala. Two sons he had. So further we will read about that, how this Masnavi was inspired by Allah Ta'ala. It wasn't his effort really, but Allah Ta'ala had inspired him to write this kitab. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, which has been, we are missing it for a few majlises now. تاثیر صحبت کی دوسری عجیب اور غریب مثال. Hazrat gave an example first from the grammar point of view, the great virtue, the great benefits of صحبت, of company. And Hazrat in his kamal, not only in tasawwuf but in grammar, he proved that how صحبت, company, is so effective. یہ حضرت gives another example, تاثیر صحبت کی دوسری عجیب اور غریب مثال. Another great example, very fascinating example of صحبت. ایک شخص کے پاس مثلا 10,000 rupees ہے. A person, for example, has got 10,000 rand by him. اور اس پر زکات ایک سال گزرنے پر واجب ہو گئی. And that whole year has passed. He has got a 10,000 rand, so he has to give zakat on 10,000 rand. جب 11 مہینے گزر گئے, but before the year passed, 11 months. Now, 1 month still left, تو 10,000 اس کے پاس اور آئے گی. He got another 10,000. Now he's got 20,000. ایک مہینے کے بعد اس شخص پر زکات پورے 20,000 پر واجب ہوگی. The masala is that the beginning, for example, first 15 Shaban, you always give your zakat. Next day 15 Shaban, you had 10,000, you give on 10,000. But 15th of Rajab, you got another 10,000. Now you got 20,000. So only 1 month has passed on that other 10,000, but zakat will be wajib on 20,000. Because in the year, you see your what you at the end of your financial year, Islamic, which is very important, which we must work out according to Islamic year. Paying our zakat, if we work on the English year, every 30 years we'll miss 1 year's zakat. Zakat is wajib not according to the English year, but according to the Islamic year. So if you give 1st January, or whatever, 1st June, whatever it is, every year you work your zakat according to that, you'll miss 1 year's zakat every 30 years. So we should give it according to the Islamic dates. So according to that, a person, he had to give on 10,000, but just before, even 1 minute before, what was his time? 1 day, he got 10,000 more, zakat will be wajib on 20,000 now. Or jis rakam par abhi sirf ek mahine guzra hai, and on that money which only 1 month still. A person think of the rule, 12 months have to pass. No, that is not the rule how it works. That in the 1 year has passed, how much you got now at the end of your Islamic financial year, on that amount you have to give zakat. So on that other amount, only 1 month has passed. Zabta usko wujub zakat ke liye 11 mahina aur guzarna chahiye. According to, if we think a contrary rule, it must be also another 12 months. 1 month, no zakat. From here, I count another 12. You'll never ever come to an end. Every day, your financial situation. So Islam, the fuqaha have written, the end of the financial, Islamic financial year. That, how much you have got, on that you give zakat. Yes, however, if in between all your money got finished, something happened, then your new year will start when you have so much money, how much zakat is wajib. Then your 1 year. But the end of the year, how much you got on so much. Even if it only stayed by you for a month, for a week still, if not a whole year has passed, but zakat will be compulsory on that. Lekin chunke is rakam ki sohbat yafta hui, jis par 11 mahina ka mujahada guzar chuka hai, uski sohbat ki barkat se ek hi mahine mein Allah Ta'ala ne is baad wali rakam ko pehle rakam ke maqam mein usko taslim farma liya. But because this got the sohbat of that which had spent 11 months, nights day, nights your money, it's by you, the barkat of that, Allah says, I will accept that also in zakat. We take it that it's a burden, but actually it's a, to spend and to give zakat is the greatest sawab. To give lillah, charity, that's afterwards. But to pay your zakat is the greatest. So now, because it stayed in the company of that which had spent 11 months, so in the same way a person who had spent 20 years, 30 years, whatever time with his share, you spend 1 month, you'll get great benefit. That sohbat, with that person, you don't have to spend another 20 years. How much you spend is better. But because he spent, now you used to spend 1 month in his company, you will also get the benefit. Ek hi mahine mein ye dusri rakam bhi rakam-e sabiq ke sohbat ki barkat se ke bargah mein haq-e-wujub-e-zakat ke liye qabool ho gayi. Because it spent this 1 month, now Allah Ta'ala says, I accept that amount also. And I accept the zakat on not on 10, and I don't wait for another 11 months on this, in 1 month, because it stayed in the company of this. It is also accepted. Isi tarah, jin mashayikh ne bare bare mujahadat uthakar, in the same way, those people who made great mujahadah staying with their mashayikh, like our sheikh, he stayed for how many years with his sheikh, Hazrat Mashah Abdul Ghani, Pulpuri, rahmatullah alayhi. He stayed for how many years with Maulana Abrarul Haq sahab, what Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratap Gari, a person who stayed a little while in his company, you get so much. People like Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakaria Sahib, how many years in his Shaykh's company, Maulana Khalil Ahmed Ambedwi, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah, all our Buzur. You just a little while, even really just a minute in their company, and you draw all that from them. And you just go with the correct intention and the correct way, and in a little while you can get everything. One time when I was spending my 1 year in Jamaat, came back from one tashkil, it was after Fajr Ishraq time, Markaz, the old Markaz that time, not now, it's changed quite a bit. I was just walking there, and Maulana Muhammad Umar Saab's Palampuri's room, and Maulana was coming from Hazratji's room. So when he saw me, and Tabligh people know how to make the tashkil, how to butter you up, they too good, and Maulana himself, so he told me, oh, my Mera Chand, my moon, you have landed, my moon has landed. They butter you up, and then he told me, see, I want to tell you something. If you listen to me now, my 60 years experience, you will get in a minute. And if you don't, you'll have to work 60 years to reach where I reach. So, but if you listen to me, in 1 minute you'll get everything. Then there is a Jamaat ready, we just need an Amir, if you get ready for that. When they butter you up like that, now how can you say no or whatever? Eh? So anyway, the point is that if you listen to your elders and you benefit from them, a person, you are walking on the road, you come to Char Rasta, crossroads. You don't know, must you go in front, must you go right, or must you go left? You see one person sleeping on the side, and one person is awake. So who are you going to ask the direction? The one who is sleeping, or the one who is awake? Eh? He also doesn't know. He's waiting for the sleeping person. You see, when he'll wake up, he'll ask him. So you see, we don't know who to ask also. We don't know how to set our GPS also. So how are we going to find direction? So those who got experience, you just listen to them. So usually I tell this to the students, to matriculants, you are now 17, 18 years old. You haven't seen the road in front. You haven't seen the road on the right, the left. Old people like us, we have seen life. We have seen the roads. Take our advice. And if you take that advice, which Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali also used to say, that in going in Jamaat, the old become young, and the young become old. You should explain that the young, that they take the experiences of the old people, and they become like old. They can give now mashura like old people who know, thorough mashura, because they're not like youngsters. They took from, they drew. If you took from the old people, that is why Jalisul Kubara, sit with the old people. You get the whole life's experience in a little while. And he said the old become young. The old also carrying their bedding, they don't want to take khidmat. At home they were like so, they couldn't get up from the bed or anything. But yeah, now they want to do their own things. They also energetic now. And they also doing all their own things. The old become young and the young become old. So the experience you can draw. So by staying with this old people, people with in any field. And that is why housemanship for a doctor. Those old doctors who are doing operations and they know how to do. Articles for a lawyer. For every person who you stay with the old people. And today more and more in the world, more than academic training, is this training, the physical training of the person in that field. Whichever job you go, you have to get training for that field. So, yeah, also, those who got this experience, listen to them and see where you will reach. May Allah give us all Tawfiq, inshallah. One student wanted to become a... After that, you must come mornings for the zikr, inshallah, regularly. And the zikr, yeah, after fajr is enough, and you sit there. That is a balance of the time. You do your ta'aleem, learn your sabaks. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه، ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. Repeat: O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jamaat in the masjid according to sunnat, to fast during the month of Ramadan if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyah and the Naqshbandiyah and the Qadiriyah and the Suharwardiyah. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my ba'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, wa ta'afiyat, izzat, and rahat, and gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah accept, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, on Laylat al-Jumu'ah, this Thursday night after Maghrib Salah, the program in Greenside, a huge completion. Inshallah, Hazrat will be there. So, humble request for the brothers to come. The ladies' program will be from 4 o'clock, from 3:30. Will be the ladies' program in Greenside. And inshallah, on Laylatul Sabt, it is Friday night, after Maghrib Salah, will be our monthly program in Homestead Park, Masjid. And on Laylatul Ahad, Saturday night, after Maghrib Salah, also, yeah, our Ash'ar Majlis will take place, our Ash'ar and Dhikr Majlis. And inshallah, on Yawmul Ahad, Sunday morning, from 10 o'clock the majlis will take place here at the madrasa. A humble request for all our brothers to participate. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. SubhanAllah.